Here's a beautiful poem written by Miss Mary Plummer of Venice, California. A June night. The title, A June Night. And it says, "Dearly beloved, you'll never know just how much I miss you, but I'll get by, cause soon I'll be seeing you Sunday, Monday, and always. I couldn't sleep a wink last night because I was thinking of you. Remember long ago and far away when you and I were young, we were sailing along on Moonlight Bay, whispering love's old sweet song. Deep in my heart, memories linger a while, but my heart tells me my heart tells me someday I'll meet you again. You'll be surprised how many times my mama done told me, why don't you do right? I may be careless, rather. But I want to be happy. No love, no nothing. Make a melancholy baby. But they're either too young or too old in the hometown. So don't worry, I ain't misbehaving. Yesterday, we had a stormy weather with rain on the roof. But suddenly, it's spring again. And it ain't gonna rain no more. So from now on, at daybreak and at sundown, we have blue skies. You are my sunshine. In the good old summertime, we expect a heat wave. But it ain't necessarily so. No letter today, lazy bones. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Cause I'm just plain old lonesome for you. Seems to me I've heard that song before. I want you. Can't get out of this mood. Night and day, it's always you. Who wouldn't love you? But if you please, don't sweetheart me unless you mean it. Be careful, it's my heart. Please be kind. It's a sin to tell a lie. I had the craziest dream. It all comes back to me now. We were stopping at the Savoy after cocktails for two when suddenly the music stopped. We said, music, maestro, please. And the band played on. Dancing cheek to cheek, close to you. My heart stood still. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you said, let's get lost in the moonlight paradise. Because moonlight becomes you. We walked down the trail of the lonesome pine to the sleepy lagoon and sat underneath the spreading chestnut tree. At last, we were all alone. You said, put your arms around me, honey, and cuddle up a little closer. Speak low and tell me that you love me tonight and always. Your eyes have told me so. But I want to hear those three little words once in a while. But it was only make-believe and I had to make... Well, what the hell? And I had to wake up and live. Boy, this thing is killing me. On my four-little fling, we'll go riding high on a bicycle built for two. We'll shuffle off the buffalo from the sidewalks of New York. Repeat, from the sidewalks of New York. I want to go back to the West Virginia and my Maryland. On the Chattanooga choo-choo, we'll be in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia and Alabama bound. You'll kiss me again neath the southern moon. Wow. We'll make a Louisiana purchase of a sherry with the fringe on the top and go down the old ox road to Oklahoma, deep in the heart of Texas. With our boots and saddle, we'll ride in the last round up. To California, here we come, tumbling along like a tumbling tumbler weed to the San Fernando Valley and San Francisco, going home on the Santa Fe Trail. We'll stop in Kansas City for a Missouri waltz, drifting down the Buffalo, Ohio Pass, my old Kentucky home. We'll forget those St. Louis blues on the banks of the Wabash. As time goes by, we'll miss the old folks at home and head for Chicago. Dig this now, she says, yeah. I wish that I could hide inside this letter like a paper doll with every breath I take, I miss you. When they ask about you, I say, she is my gal. It's easy to remember tea for two, 1 dozen roses, dinner at 8, the waltz you save for me, candlelight and wine, hands across the table, stardust. These foolish things remind me of you. I don't want to walk without you, so I don't get around much anymore. Little did I know we would have so little time to be happy-go-lucky. But now I know for the first time that love is the sweetest thing. Who cares that people will say we're in love? She got a gang of question marks there, a gang of them. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow, because I'll see you in my dreams, for I'm dreaming tonight of my blue eyes. I love you. She got a gang of behind that. The dreamer. P.S. Please think of me wherever you're lonely. No, what the hell, Jim? Please think of me whenever you're lonely. You know that's how much I go for that much. And it says your copyright blabber, Miss Blunt. But wasn't that something, man? Did you notice this poem was made up of nothing but the most popular tunes from years ago and up to the present day, which I personally think is really very cute. I really want to thank you for that reel. I think that's one of the most marvelous pieces of acting. And this young lady, Margaret Starks from Richmond, California.
Yeah, she did a fine piece of acting.
Yeah, she said she used to do this play when she was going to school. Don't you think that's wonderful?
Yeah, she did a great job.
I think we're going to get Velma to dramatize this one.
Oh, she'll do it, too.
Isn't that wonderful? 12 children. Wasn't her mother busy? What'd you say, Steph?
I said you got a lot of fan mail here.
Oh, man.
When are you going to get around to reading all this?
Oh, what you doing fanning with it? That's what you
mean? I should be fanning you.
Well, it's kind of late, Steph. I don't know if we can... stand up on all that reading. Suppose we put it off till another night.
Eh? All right.
And we'll just say, well, continue.
Okay.
But I really would like for the people to dig some of this European mail here.
Well,
you know?
Here's one year that maybe I can scan over it a minute here, Pops. It says, "Dear Mr. Armstrong, I have been one of your fans for a great many years. My wife says that I am your best fan. I don't know about that, but I'll bet that not many people enjoy your music as much as I do."
Damn.
You gotta catch it, Pops. "This is the second fan letter I have ever written. I wrote one to Bing Crosby." Well, Pops, I'll wait till you finish reading. Telephone to me.